G'day, it's Monday the 28th of November 2016, and I want to have a yarn about a scheme to shift Australian taxpayers' money straight into the hands of the Clintons. In this case, it was $14-odd million. It was handed over to the Clintons, donated to pay for something the Clintons had already been paid to create, and through that process, it became, in essence, $14 million straight to the bottom line for the Clintons to use for whatever purpose they choose, flying around in jumbo jets, first class, having weddings for the kids, whatever. It's bloody disgraceful, and the people associated with it really should be brought to account for it. Greg Hunt picked it when it started. He's dropped the ball since then. Greg, get back to it. Maintain the rage. Penny Wong had the CSIRO and a range of other people developing a carbon accounting package, which in essence was satellite photos, you know, with some sort of computer program that worked out how much of it was green and how much of the satellite photos changed from time to time over a given period of land. And then an accounting package that estimated what the net worth of that carbon either sucked up or ripped down or whatever it was, whatever changes were perceived through the colour of the photos changing. I'm undercomplicating it. It was an overcomplicated, like just, it's mad stuff. So that happened in 2008. The Clinton Foundation got access to it because Penny was keen to get their name in a press release, I presume. There's no other value associated with it. Then step two is that the Clinton Foundation took that Australian-developed software accounting package to Kenya, where the Rockefeller Foundation had money to spend. And over the next 4 years, from 2008 to 2012, the Rockefeller Foundation funded the Clinton Foundation, as well as the Clinton Foundation being sort of the recipient of an auxiliary benefit by having Australian taxpayer-funded people who maintain that software package there as well to help them. And the end result was that the Clinton Foundation was paid $7 million to deliver a carbon accounting software system for Kenya, a national one. Now, that's what the audit report at the end of the Rockefeller Foundation's grant period says. The deliverable, what happened was they delivered this thing, a carbon accounting system for Kenya. Gillard, meanwhile, in 2012, is lining up for the series of introductions and what have you that would deliver her the chairmanship of the Global Partnership for Education. And her chaperone was then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And you can see them in a clutch of fingers at the start of that week. By the by, there's a fair bit going on back home. And in preparing for it, Gillard blew off 4 meetings on her first day in the United States. One of them was with President Obama, but the one she did not blow off was with Hillary. Says a lot about the priorities and who's who in the zoo in terms of pay for play in the United States, that Gillard went to that meeting with Hillary and participated then in a course of, when you look back, with the benefit of hindsight, of course, we didn't see it at the time, but looking back, you can see that it was a course of meetings leading to her appointment as the chair of the Global Partnership for Education. So, along the way, Greg Combe approved the $500,000 initial grant for the Australian government to, in essence, duplicate what had already been paid for by the Rockefeller Foundation. And the last step of the process, step 5 in the little story that you have in front of you, is the rest of what was a down payment from Combe with that half a mil. That was a good faith show of money. And that went through, it was off balance sheet, going through one of those fast start climate finance initiatives that the Greens extracted from Gillard in the 2010 election, delivering her the prime ministership and delivering the Clintons as a direct result a heap of money. It's a little bit more than is shown in the operating financial reports from that Smart Start Climate Finance Corporation. It was up around $14 million. But that is how it's done. Get the Australian taxpayer to donate money purporting to be payments for something that's already been built and paid for by the Rockefeller Foundation. Hope to God nobody ever researches and extracts and compares the audit reports and other data associated with it. Get yourself appointed to a post-political career as the chair of another huge slush fund with billions of dollars and then direct some of that in your mates the Clintons' direction. Beautiful stuff. Nice work if you can get it. Saves making number plates in jail.